This is Stephen Schmidt from the Gazette Digital News Desk, and I'm here with your update for Thursday, January 26th. Thursday could start with a bit more snow before heading toward a mostly sunny day. According to the National Weather Service, there could be a 30% chance of snow before 7 a.m. in the Cedar Rapids area. It is predicted to be cloudy to start, before gradually becoming sunny. The high will be a bit chilly at 19 degrees, a hint of colder temperatures to come this week. The low temperature will bottom out at 9 degrees. A Linn County jury Wednesday convicted Alexander Jackson of murder, and he faces 3 life sentences without the possibility of parole for what a prosecutor called the execution of his father, mother, and 19-year-old sister in 2021. The 22-year-old Jackson was found guilty of 3 counts of first-degree murder. He stood accused of shooting his father, Jan Jackson, 61, mother, Melissa Jackson, 68, and sister, Sabrina, 19, in their Northeast Cedar Rapids home on June 15th of 2021. He showed no reaction when the verdict was read, and his lawyers attempted to shield him from television and still cameras in the courtroom. When deputies handcuffed him and led him out of the courtroom, he seemed to tear up. The jury deliberated about 5.5 hours over Tuesday and Wednesday before arriving at the verdict. Sentencing is set for March 3rd in Linn County District Court. As Hawkeye Downs looks to refresh its property and find new ways to draw residents and visitors to the racetrack amid financial woes, the 9-member Cedar Rapids City Council was split, but ultimately advanced a rezoning to make way for a salvage yard on the property. Roger Castle, the owner of Sunline, an auto salvage company, as well as Hawkeye Downs, requested rezoning the approximately 94-acre property at 4400 6th Street Southwest from light industrial to general industrial district. Proposed rezoning would keep the car racing center, convention hall, and storage on much of the property, and add a salvage yard to the northeast 9 acres. Sunline would be relocated from off-site to this property. Castle said the intention when purchasing the salvage yard more than a year ago was to clean it up and turn it into a late-model facility instead of a site for old junk cars. A case of avian influenza has been confirmed at a commercial turkey flock in Buena Vista County, the State Agriculture Department reported Wednesday. It is the first confirmed case of bird flu of 2023. The state confirmed 30 cases of bird flu in 2022, including 12 in March and 7 in December. When a case is confirmed, the entire flock is destroyed as a way to stem the spread of the virus.